Doctors in other states claim high insurance rates drive them out of business and leave patients in the lurch. Susan Turney from the Wisconsin Medical Society warns that could happen if state lawmakers don't act.
If family doctors in small communities no longer deliver babies because their liability rates are going up off the chart, where will that leave our patients?
Turney says Wisconsin needs to reinstate a dollar limit on how much injured patients can get for things like pain and suffering. A poll done for the Wisconsin Hospital Association shows the public also wants limits on patient awards. A Wisconsin consumer group calls the poll bogus and points out big jury awards don't necessarily go hand in hand with malpractice rates. For instance, Minnesota doesn't have a cap, yet its doctors pay relatively low premiums. Darcy Haber from Wisconsin Citizen Action says hospital and doctor groups are, in her words, crying wolf.
They're implying that because the Supreme Court lifted the caps, that malpractice premiums are somehow going to skyrocket. There's absolutely no evidence to show that will happen.
Doctors in Wisconsin currently pay some of the lowest premiums around the nation. That's largely because doctors chip in to a special insurance fund which takes care of large injury claims. Even with that economic buffer, doctors fear liability rates could go up with big jury awards. Consumer groups say doctors may indeed be paying high rates, but insurance companies, not jury awards, are the reason why. Some states, like Connecticut and Washington, have the insurance commissioner regulate what doctors pay for liability insurance. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.